AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Legislation permanently overhauling how Medicare pays physicians won approval tonight in the Senate. Orrin Hatch says the bill heading off a 21% cut in fees is a breath of fresh air.
This bill represents more than 2 years of hard work on both sides of the Capitol, and it represents a real step forward for bipartisan health care policy.
Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie today proposed increasing the eligibility age of Medicaid to 67 by the year 2040 and turn Medicaid into a blank grant program for the states.
If you can afford to pay more for your health benefits, you should. And if you can't, you shouldn't. It's fairness for seniors who need it and fairness to middle-class tax-paying Americans who are paying the tab for that difference.
The New Jersey governor also wants to reduce the amount of Social Security benefits people earning $80,000 a year receive and end benefits to folks who make more than $200,000. A jury has been seated in a high-profile trial in Colorado.
12 jurors and 12 alternates have been chosen for the death penalty trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. The panel was selected from a pool of roughly 9,000 prospective jurors, described by some experts as the largest jury pool ever in U.S. history. Holmes is charged with killing 12 people and wounding 70 others on the night of July 20, 2012, in an attack on a Denver-area movie theater. Defense attorneys will argue Holmes was in the throes of a psychotic episode. Prosecutors will counter Holmes was sane and should be convicted and sentenced to death. Opening statements are scheduled for April 27th. I'm Mike Grossia.
As Hillary Rodham Clinton campaigned today for the presidency in Iowa, someone at the cemetery where her father is buried in Scranton, Pennsylvania, notified authorities his headstone had been tipped over. This is AP Radio News. The president and first lady welcomed top recording artists to the White House tonight for a celebration of gospel music.
Bringing some church to the White House.
Hey, over there.
Shirley Caesar and the Morgan State University Choir kicked off an evening that also featured Aretha Franklin, Lyle Lovett, Emmylou Harris, and Darlene Love. The event was the latest in the In Performance at the White House series. It'll be broadcast nationwide by PBS on June 26th. I'm Steve Coleman.
A legend in the field of soul music left us today.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer Percy Sledge lost a year-long battle with liver cancer. He died peacefully at his home in Baton Rouge. He was 74. I'm Ross Simpson.